The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Jeff, I want to ask you a question real quick. So we have the candidates for Rookie of the Week. Jaden, Brian Thomas, Bo Nix, Brock Bowers, Caleb Williams, Bucky Irving. Who do you think is going to win Rookie of the Week?
To be honest, all I heard was Jaden, blah, 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 blah. And you know who is going to win.
Exactly,
you know the fan base going to show up, baby.
Again?
Well, he's going to. He hadn't yet, but he's going to win Rookie of the Week
again.
That'd be
his 10th this year.
That'd be his 10th.
Calling all Washington fans, unite, hands down.
That'd be his 10th. That'd be a record.
And like, I know JP had made the comment that, you know, he didn't care who won the Rookie of the Year. And it's not nothing because, you know what? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. A lot of people have had great rookie years and didn't have better years afterwards. But do you suspect that he wouldn't?
Yeah.
Doesn't he seem like the guy that is only going to get better? Because I love when I see young guys come into this league that are not amazed at just being in the league.
Yeah.
They want to be damn good at this in this league. Too many guys get happy, get that little silver-ass medallion, NFL medallion, and they think they've arrived. It's easy to get drafted. It's easy to get cut, too. And a lot of people that's been drafted got cut. A lot of people that were not drafted end up making it and have long, sustained years because they're hungry. Still the second pick of the first round and still is that damn hungry.
It's something that I discounted when he was coming out of college. I discounted the fact that people talked about, I want a quarterback or I want someone that's gone through stuff and has learned stuff. And I kind of discounted, like, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But think about the reality of where he was. He was at Arizona State.
Yeah.
He was just as talented at Arizona State as he was at LSU. There's no question about that. But he wasn't as good because he wasn't putting in the work. He learned that lesson in college. How many guys have that happen in the NFL, yeah, right, where they get drafted, they're doing what you're talking about, they're not putting in the effort, and then all of a sudden, this second overall pick is a cast-off by year three, year four, year five.
It happens.
Jaden learned that in college, and so he came in with that work ethic. I think it's valuable. I think it's why you're seeing him take that step week after week after week because he's continuing to put in that work.
Toby, it's very much like life. So when I first got drafted, I was a renegade. And people...
not you, B-Mitch.
People on this team will tell you, Darryl Green would let you know, Charles Mann, they'll tell you that B. Mitch was different. But I also was a guy who I want to prove you wrong. And so whenever someone told me what I shouldn't be doing, I'm like, okay, what did you do that you overcome? What did you do that you overcame? So if you're telling me I can stop this and I can get to where you are and you got a story, I'll follow your story. Like you go to church, your testimony.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have a testimony, get the hell out of my face. Because if you tell me you've been perfect all your life and you've been at that point, I am going to disappear from you because that's a lie. Everybody got to go through something. So in football, when you watch this young dude who left Arizona State, went to LSU, and ascended, okay?
Yes.
He left a weaker conference, went to the toughest conference in sports, and went straight up. Why? Because he started to work. And he was, think about this virtual reality stuff. the first quarterback we've ever heard that was doing it. Now every school is getting it for all their players.
There are going to be a lot more people doing that.
So, and then I'll go one step farther. When he was coming out, I would hear people talk about his mom and his parents, like in a sense, like they kind of overbearing. And I'm like, have y'all talked to that kid? Whoever raised him, they ain't overbearing. They're people that give a damn about their child.
Yeah.
And if you listen to him and watch him, and I've had a chance to talk with his mom. And meet his dad in what's called with Santana in Arizona. That dude was raised right. You know what I'm saying? He was absolutely raised right. So what I'm learning now is like people like to start narratives just because it sounds good. This is a guy who went through some toughness. As he said when he was giving away the bikes to the kids over at Raising Cane's, he was raised a certain way. He had to go through some tough times.
Yeah.
He hadn't always been Jaden Daniels, the smooth dressed kid with money. He had to struggle for some time. So he went through it from being a little kid. So the dude understand work. And I was wondering, where did he get the work ethic from? Pops. Where did he get his charisma from? Moms. So you get stuff from your people, but you know, this media world. We find, are we here, and we run because facts are no longer a concern. People hear and run because that's what social media is. If you really start digging, dude been through some stuff. Well, he fights, and he's proven it to us every day.
Earlier you called him charismatic, and I think he's a great leader because of that, but he also cares so much about the game, and really it seems like nothing else. Right, yeah. Like you don't see this dude doing extra stuff, and when he is doing extra stuff, it's giving bikes away from Raising Cane's.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
like it's sign my quarterback to do that up all day versus going and doing extra stuff that isn't necessary.
You know, Cody, Toby, I'm calling you Cody now, but Toby, I think like this: I have gone through this life these guys are trying to go through, and I hear people outside of the actual players. Oh, man, they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing that. And it's kind of like a slap in the face. Like, you work your ass off to become something. You should be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, too. And if a guy does it, fine. But if a guy, like, when a guy, like, I remember some people were trying to post that he had gone to a Wale concert. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a Kiss concert or anything else, who cares? He went to a concert. He has that right. Well, he shouldn't do this. I put in work. And believe me, people that hung out at the Ritz back in the day, DC Live, and you know, all that stuff, love, and I was right there with y'all. 3:30 to 4:00 in the morning. But if I had 7:30 workout, I was at that 7:30 workout pushing myself like hell to get through it. So I just think that people got to stop making judgments based off of if someone does something that you may not do.
Yeah.
Because most guys in the league are 20, 21, up to about 30. You're going to tell that person with unlimited income in their pocket that they got to just sit at home to impress your thoughts? Can't do that. You can't do that.
It's true. It's true. I wish I knew what that was like, 26 with an unlimited income. I really wish I knew what that was like. But I think, too, I didn't watch a whole lot. There was the documentary series on Amazon Prime following some of the LSU athletes last year talking about NIL. It was a big thing before the season. They followed Jaden around. I didn't watch much of it, admittedly, but the first episode kind of told me all I needed to know. Jaden goes, I ain't worried about NIL. If it fits in my schedule, great. I'll take an extra cash. I'm going to get my bag in the NFL. I ain't worried about all this extra stuff. And it feels like he's still that same way. I'm going to earn my money through my contracts, through my work, through getting paid as a quarterback and being a great quarterback. If I get endorsements along the way, fine. If it means, you know, but I'm not taking away from my game.
Yeah.
And I think that's to your point. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your life because you should, right? I mean, like you said, you worked your tail off to get the NFL. There's nothing wrong with living your life. There's nothing wrong with being an endorsement. I mean, heck, the best quarterback in the NFL right now is in a commercial you see every single Sunday, right?
Every Sunday. Every day.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter that you're doing that. But you also have to keep the main thing the main thing, and I have no worries about Jaden Daniels doing that.
That, to me, I speak about – we had a guy here, Devin Thomas. I think Devin Thomas wanted to be a model. He was a receiver.
Yep.
One of the third-round draft picks that Vinny Serrato chose. He chose three people in the third round. They were all receivers in the same year. Fred Davis was one of the – was a tight end. Him and one – I forgot the other
was receiver. It Malcolm Kelly?
Yeah, bam. He ended up in Fantasia's video. And everybody said, oh, man. I said, bro, if he don't keep doing this first job good, he will not be in no more videos.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think I've seen him on the football field or in a video since.
I haven't heard the name Devin Thomas in years.
So I have the first job mentality. If your first job you're doing is great, you should have the luxury of enjoying everything that comes from it. But if you start making your second job bigger than your first job, you lose all of them. What Jaden Daniels is doing and what Patrick Mahomes has done, what Michael Jordan did.
Yes.
Okay? What Tiger Woods did, Jack Nicklaus, what those guys did, they were so exceptional at their job, they probably were able to pick what they wanted to do. They didn't have to accept everything. Most people have to accept whatever's offered. Jaden Daniels, on the other hand, is going to be able to pick because he puts so much work in. And that is the one thing I think people have to realize. I don't give a damn what college you go to, whatever. If you're not putting in the work, it's going to catch up with you at one time or another.
And another thing, too, that I think impressed me right away was, you know, just being out of training camp, remembering who's one of the dudes that he gravitated towards right away? Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
He understood that I'm a rookie. Let's go learn from the dude that has the most experience out here. Let's end on the other side of the ball, right? To kind of figure out, talk strategy, but also to understand how to be a professional. JP was talking about it last week, how, you know, the locker room gets quiet and Jaden and Bobby Wagner arguing about the NBA. They have that camaraderie and understanding, almost like, you know, like a brotherhood, right? Yeah. Inside that locker room that allows him to continue to stay grounded and grow. And I think building that relationship in that locker room, he's not worried about doing other stuff. He wants to be there for his brothers on Sunday and help them out and help them to victory.
The beginning of the season, before they named him a starting quarterback, everybody was concerned about Dan Quinn not naming him the starting quarterback. And when they asked him the question at that press conference, he said, I don't care when they name me the starter. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing right now. I'm going to keep working. And I think that's what people don't get. It's not about when somebody if you're just working to be named a starter, that's your end result. You're gonna stop working. The dude wants to be the best to ever play the damn game. So that's just a little part of his story. He's not gonna quit. I had this old lady send me a thing, say her husband had lost his job. And he's an outgoing person who he normally is very, very fun loving. Don't let nothing stop him. But he was worried about reinventing himself. Like, dog, you've been who you've been all your life. So I did a little cameo. He wanted me to do a cameo. I said, you've been who you've been all your life. Why are you going to quit now? This is just another, those little road bumps, speed bumps. Mm-hmm. Another speed bump in your life. You know, after you get to a certain age, you don't want to reinvent yourself. Guess what you got to do? You got to rededicate yourself and go through it. You know, so and I hope he enjoys the message. Because it's not about reinventing. You are a worker. You've been a worker. You've done it for 60. Why are you going to stop now? Do it for another 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever it's going to be, what God give you.
Yeah.
You know, but the ultimate thing is I can give a damn what the person on this earth tell me. Because I know I was given something special early. And the reason I got to where I wanted to get, because not because I had people always, hey, you go, come and push along. No. My dad asked me at 6, what you want to do? I told him. He woke my ass up at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, and had me go run up and down the street, up and down the levee. And it became a habit of mine. And it helped me get where I wanted to go. It wasn't that he had to wake me up. Once he asked me, I told him. He led me for a few weeks, and then I started doing it on my own. It happens.
That's Brian Mitchell. I'm Toby Altizer. We'll wrap up B. Mitch and Finley next.